Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa State University Farm Management Specialist, Alexis Stevens. All right, Alexis, so Annie's Project, a farm business management course that you'll be having at the Guthrie County Extension Office. Can you tell me a little bit more about the project?
Yeah, so Annie's Project is a farm business management class, and it is for women specifically. In Annie's Project, we are talking about risk management, and so we are talking about the areas of financial risk, human resource risk, legal risk, marketing risk, and production risk. And so we meet for 6 weeks. Once a week, we'll meet on Tuesday nights in Guthrie County at the Extension Office, and we will have different speakers each night that come in. They're from the community. Most of them are women who work in agriculture. So, for instance, when we're talking about legal risk, we will have a local attorney who works in ag. And when we're talking about marketing, we have a local woman crop marketer who will come in and do these mini classes where we spend about half an hour learning something and then another half an hour of doing a hands-on project and doing, you know, questions and answers so that we can start to understand what's going on in those different areas. And the whole point of Annie's Project is that we want to give women who are involved in agriculture a seat at the table. We want them to be able to make decisions for the farm operations, however they're involved in farming. So for some of these women, they may be very involved in the farm. They may be making the marketing decisions. They may be making the decisions about what kinds of seed to go on the ground. For other women that attend Annie's Project, they might not be as involved, but they want to understand what's going on. So if their business partners, husbands, sons, fathers are talking about grain marketing, they want to be able to understand what it means when I talk about basis or what I mean by hedging. So we're giving them that opportunity to be part of the conversation. And it's really just a kind of a touch on all of these areas. We go as in-depth as the women want to, but it can start at the beginning level, and we do sometimes get up to pretty advanced subjects and ideas depending on the group.
All right, so kind of as you mentioned, just a class that helps teach women all these different aspects about life with agriculture, and as you said, whether it's they're the decision maker or their husband, father, children are making those decisions and they just want to be in on the conversation. It's a way for everyone to learn and get to where they feel they're on equal footing on what's being talked about and what's being understood.
Right. And we get women in our Annie's Project from all different aspects of farming. So we have women who are, you know, farm wives, or they're thinking about marrying a farmer. That's a good one. If you're thinking about marrying a farmer, come to Annie's Project so you know what you're getting into. We'll have women landowners, women who are farm operators. Maybe they are doing some specialty crop farming or livestock farming, not just corn and soybeans. We'll get mother-daughter pairs, you know, sisters, cousins, friends, that sort of thing. I had women in my last Annie's Project class. I had one that was in her mid-20s, and then the oldest one was in her mid-80s. So the big range of people that attend, and we get to learn from each other. So sometimes we'll have someone in Annie's Project who will know more about the subject than even the speaker that we have brought in, and she will share her experience with the group. It's a great opportunity to learn those mistakes, so maybe you don't make the mistakes that some other people made, or to learn about what went right and what you did that went well. So it's just this really nice learning environment. It's a women-centered class, and I hate to be discriminatory, but we discourage men from attending. I do have other classes that men could attend, but in this women-centered group, the women learn differently. And so a lot of times we do talk about our feelings and talk about communication and some of those things that men maybe don't enjoy talking about as much. But then they also feel safe to open up and share the problems that they're having, or to share that they don't understand something, because they don't feel like they're the dumb one in the room who doesn't know what this marketing term means because they haven't been exposed to it. So it's a safe environment for women to be able to learn about agriculture.
All right. And can you give kind of a little bit of a history of the class, just when it kind of got started, who brought it about?
Sure. Annie's Project is actually, it's our 20th anniversary this year. So Annie's Project was started in Illinois by an extension worker at the University of Illinois. Her mom was actually the original Annie, and her mom, Annie, in the 1940s, started keeping really good records of the farm and trying to make the farm profitable. And what she realized was that it would be better to send her husband into town to get a job in town, and she would take care of the farm. And so, but what she found was there was really no support network for women in agriculture in the 40s. As you can imagine, she was alone doing this. And so to honor her mother, Ruth Hamlin created Annie's Project as a way to educate women in these areas that her mother had to go out and educate herself on. And so we do Annie's Project in 37 states and one territory right now. And there are sometimes some Annie's Projects that happen internationally as well. And then we do continuations of Annie's Project. Annie's Project is kind of like the gateway into women in ag. And then from there, we'll do Managing for Today and Tomorrow, which is on estate planning. We do human resource, women in ag, marketing, women managing crops, women in agronomy. There's some animal ones, horses and cattle and that sort of thing. And so Annie's Projects take place through Iowa State University Extension throughout the state. And I think we've done about 12 this year. And so if that's something that someone's interested in that's listening to this and thinks, well, I can't go to the one in Guthrie, there are quite a few that are happening throughout the state. And we'd always be happy to host more classes as well. You just let your extension office know and we would do that. Now, Annie's Project is not a free class. There is a $75 fee for Annie's Project, but we also serve you a meal every night. We start at 5:30, we eat a meal, and then at 6 o'clock, we actually start the class portion of that. But I can tell you that if you take what you learn from Annie's Project through the different sorts of risk management, understanding crop insurance, understanding marketing and production and those sort of things, we can help you make farming decisions that can make you tens of thousands, even millions of dollars over the lifetime of the farm. So it's really $75 is a great value for this.
All right. Is there anything we haven't covered about Annie's Project yet that you want to get covered?
I think that's about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Alexis.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.